I've long thought the way that web designers and website owners work together is fundamentally flawed. I've talked about this on a number of occasions before. The problem is that it leads to a kind of boom-bust cycle where you build a website, you get a web designer to build you a website, the website then sits there for a couple of years, slowly falling apart, and then you throw it all out and start again. So actually, the majority of the time, you're ashamed of the website and don't really want to show it to people. And even if you're not, the fact you're throwing out designs every couple of years is just a waste of money. Now, actually, websites should evolve over time. But coming up with a model to get that to work is very difficult. I guess in an ideal world, what you'd want is a retainer. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Retainers, horrible sounding things, aren't they? The idea that as a website owner, that you pay money to your web design company every month for them to do changes and update the site and that kind of stuff. Just somehow it feels wrong. You don't feel like you're getting the value for money from it, do you? Because you know, you have to pay them whether or not they've done anything. And it all just feels a little bit, don't know, not quite right. So what's the alternative? A method whereby the web designer gets paid a fair salary or a fair wage for what they're doing and working on the site. But equally, you kind of get the website being updated regularly and things changing. Now, of course, one option is to bring it in-house. But even with that, even if you've got an in-house team, I still think there's a place for working with an external web design agency, partly because it brings that outside perspective, partly because an outside consultant can get things through in a way that an internal team can't. We've talked about that before on the last audio booth that I recorded. But also, I think having someone else coming and tweaking the design while your internal team does the day-to-day development stuff is very kind of healthy. So where is the way forward here? Where is the way that designer and website owner can work together in a collaborative partnership over a long term rather than this stop-start relationship that happens every couple of years? Well, I think possibly the answer lies in monthly meetings, monthly conference calls, monthly face-to-face meetings, however you choose to do it. And this is something we're starting to look at Headscape. The idea of meeting every month with our clients and ask what's going on with their website, where are they at, to suggest some ways forward, to provide a little bit of consultancy and direction on their website and look at what needs tweaking and improving and addressing. Now, the problem with that is that requires quite a considerable amount of work on the web designer's front. They have to go and review the site every month, see what's changed, what's different, etc., etc. And then also there's the cost of the call and spending time thinking all these things through. So it's not really a free service the web designer can offer. Equally, however, it is a kind of sales opportunity for us. It's a chance for us to identify things that could be improved on the website that then potentially either you do with your in-house team, if you've got an in-house team, or occasionally you would outsource. So probably the way forward is to do those meetings at a lower cost with, you know, for a client that's willing to commit to them on a monthly basis. You pay a small fee to cover that phone call or that discussion once a month. And then any additional work that comes out of that will be charged at a normal rate. So what I think you'll see if we could take this approach is a shift away from a huge expenditure for the website owner every 2-3 years to a much smaller ongoing monthly expenditure that is much more manageable and ultimately would work out as much more economical for the company. Whether this the advantage that this has over a retainer is that the client is only paying actually for work that he's done. There is no long-term commitment or no tie-in, but it is encouraging that ongoing relationship. I don't know whether it'll work or not. It's just something that I'm toying with. But I'll be interested in your opinions. What do you think? If you're listening to this relatively quickly, you can join me in Ustream where I'd like to discuss the idea a little bit. If not, then just drop a response in the audio boo page associated with this little post. So there you go, that's my thinking. I need to blog on this properly, but I wanted to get it out there while it's fresh in my mind. So what do you think?